Moving right along, this brings us to item five. That was pretty quick. Good morning. This is our introductory presentation from Makita Investment Group. Welcome. The mics are live, yes or no? Yes. They got to be.
Got to hit the button.
Green is live. Okay. We just want to make sure that Ron. Good morning. Welcome again.
It's a real honor and treasure to be here as our first official meeting. I'd like to introduce my colleague, Wallace. I can give a little background.
It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Alex Corsandian. I've been at Makita for 6 years. I'm the analyst, and I'll be working with staff to support you all. So, pleasure to be here.
Great. So, welcome.
The good part about this morning is our materials are not heavy. Don't require a lot of thought, but they would like to get some interaction and some comments from the board. We've had good discussions with Tim and the team. We had a great kickoff meeting about how the sauce is made internally. We set forward kind of a roadmap for the end of 25 and into 2026. And maybe we could just go to the next page here. This is the page that kind of lays out what we'd like to accomplish in the next 6 to 9 months. There's quite a bit of work to do. And first of all, I'll say our contract started 10-1 and that the onboarding process is going smoothly, both from our end. We really appreciate Tim's help with getting contacts and getting the electronics plugged in on the right end on our side. So everything is going great. The two big projects we really want to work with this group, and I know you've been through the first one a couple of times with your previous consultant, but we really want to establish a risk survey for each of you as individual trustees and for your staff. This is something we've talked to Tim about. He's seen some of the questions that we'd like to ask. This is an anonymous survey. It takes no more than about 3 or 4 minutes via the internet. We'll be working with your staff on getting that sent out to each of you and then compiling all those results and coming back to the board probably in January when we get the next session to see where you're at with regard to risk and return and things with your portfolio and what your concerns are moving forward. The second thing we really want to accomplish at the tail end of this year and into next year is looking at your benchmarks and really understanding why the benchmarks are what they are, if there's ways to tweak. When we came in and talked to you, we talked about refine and involve rather than blow up and start over. This is a refine and involve. Let's go into the portfolio. Let's look at the benchmark structure. Let's make sure that they're correct on the asset class level, the total portfolio level, and even on your manager level as well. There'll be a little bit of education that goes along that with that as well. We talked with Tim, and he did make the comment, we don't want education just for education's sake, and we completely agree with that statement. So education we're going to be providing you is regarding a potential item we want to have as an action or a review or a recommendation and things that are timely. And also you can see from this, we've set it up into 4 different categories. We've got reporting, benchmark, policy governance, asset allocation, and implementation. But this is also a chance for you as a group to say, hey, we've got new consultant coming in here. Here's some things that are on my mind that I would really like to have addressed at some point in the next, call it 12 months. And so this is a way, again, just for us to map out what we'd like to work on moving forward and want to see if there's any comments or questions.
Any comments or questions thus far? Jake, just one quick question. I'm wondering if you've noticed in terms of process any changes between what you plan on doing on this calendar versus what had happened before in the prior few years. Is there a substantive change in the ordering or? We're just doing
things
kind of the same way.
The same way as far as?
Verist did.
Oh. I will happily say we are not Verist. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into the weeds probably than Verist did. We really want to take a look at your benchmarks. I know there's some conversation behind the scenes that's been a frustration point for some members of this governing body. We really want to evaluate that. But part of it is just being transparent and making sure you understand what's in the portfolio. Again, it's not rewriting the wheel. It's just seeing if there's areas around the outside of your portfolio that we can make more efficient. And honestly, being a little better at communication and being a little more consistent with our message would be where we're coming from.
Okay, but in terms of kind of the big pieces, same schedule with regards to updating the strategic asset allocation, capital market expectations produced around the same time, making the same types of decisions?
Yeah, I don't know when Verist came out with their capital market assumptions, but for us, those assumptions are available in about January, February-ish. At that point, we'll bring those capital market assumptions in. We'll review your portfolio and see where it sits relative to those new assumptions and go through that process. We want to, at least on an annual basis, review those capital markets, review the benchmarks. Performance reports, we talked with Tim. We're going to put together a different draft. May look a little bit different than what you saw with Varis, but we're going to kind of continue that cadence. And if there's things that you were not getting that you felt were missing, please let us know or let Tim know so we can add that to the list.
Great, thanks. I had a comment on the policy and governance piece. You're taking sounds like you're going to take a hard look at the investment policy statement. So that document's gotten a lot of airtime, not a lot, I should say, but a fair amount of airtime since 2016, and a lot's gotten into it. So I would, I'm thinking on that one, that it might be useful to vet ideas through the investment committee with respect to the statement. The reason is there's been a lot of effort put into the statement to try to increase trustee involvement. And I have the sense when I see alignment with industry best practices that what we're doing may not be in lockstep with what is considered, you know, whether it's best, whether it's considered industry practice. Don't know that because I don't know what you have in mind. But so on that one, I might suggest that. Otherwise, I think the direct interaction is hugely important here, but on that piece of it, it might be good to vet that first through the committee. I don't know, Tim, what your thought is on that, but if you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine. It will take a look and see what the feedback is, what the guidance is. You know, if there are areas that Makita is going to propose for modification, obviously we'll need to mesh that with what the past practice and discussions have been here. I'm happy to guide that through the investment committee. I think, you know, a robust discussion there probably makes sense.
Yeah. Just to have that opportunity to air it out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that'll probably be a theme over the upcoming year. Makita's going to come in without, you know, knowledge of all past discussions, and so they're going to come in with their viewpoint. We're going to have to marry that with what this body has done over the years and kind of any idiosyncrasies of the Cicero portfolio and find that common ground. But I think that'll be an ongoing theme this year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we would agree.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Not hearing any or seeing any?
Great. Thank you.
Sure. Floor is yours to continue. I don't know how much more you had or...
That's it. We were just going to kind of set the foundation a little bit and say if you will be at SACRS next week, I look forward to saying hello down in Huntington Beach, and we look forward to working with you.
I think we will have a fair contingent at SACRS next week. I know I'll be there. Excellent. So, well, that may hold the record because I do keep records, but for the shortest investment presentation, that's great.
Well, we want to be efficient, so it's a good way to start.
I appreciate that. Okay. Well, then we'll leave it there with the calendar. It sounds like a good plan, and we'll look forward to the risk evaluation survey, and then we'll go from there.
Great. Thank you.
See you next week.
Thank you.